Whether you are new to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is the place for the honest answers to your questions. Naturally Savvy with registered holistic nutritionist Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis on RadioMD.com.
A few weeks ago, we had the fantastic Jeannie Chung, MD, a double board certified facial plastic surgeon specializing in cosmetic surgery for the face, head and neck regions, body liposuction and skin rejuvenation on the show. We talked about natural dermal fillers. She's back today. We're going to be talking about non-invasive lasers, how they can improve your complexion, increase collagen and more. Hello, Dr. Chung. Welcome back.
Hi, Lisa. Thank you so much for having me again.
It's so great to have you on. It was such an interesting conversation last time, and I'm just amazed at how many things they have nowadays that are non-invasive. Let's talk about something called, what is it, Pelave? Did I say that right?
Yes, Pelave.
So, tell us about it.
As you know, by training, I am a surgeon, and I certainly love performing surgical procedures in the appropriate patient. But we have so many non-surgical modalities these days to keep us young looking for a long time. And one whole area of that are skin treatments that could be performed by machines or lasers. And something that I am so excited about is the Pelave. It is a device that has obviously been used in Europe and Canada for years. It is a device whose technology is based upon radio frequency waves. And what radio frequency waves do is it reorganizes the collagen in the skin, and collagen is essential for the face. It reorganizes it, it tightens it, but the best thing, Lisa, is it causes more collagen to be made, which is what we are losing every day as we get older. There's absolutely no downtime. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, it's so funny because I joke that I was born without collagen. I'm like, my skin has or had laxity, but we can get into that another time. But, you know, and so using, I've used fillers and it's amazing. I haven't used the laser yet, and this is something that I would love to do because I'm starting to notice on my eyelids, Andrea, I don't know if you're going, what's going on with Lisa's eyelids? No, but they're starting to droop.
I have not noticed.
Well, we always notice things on ourselves, right? But this is something you can do for the eyes, right? Instead of going in and getting an eye lift?
Absolutely. So, again, it's really important for the patient and for the physician to have an honest conversation. And there are some people who just have a lot of loose upper eyelid skin. And in those patients, I might tell them these non-surgical treatments like Pelave might not be in their best interest. It might be best for that patient just to have the skin removed. But for that patient that doesn't quite need surgery or wants to push it off, Pelave is right up their alley. I had my first treatment done right before Thanksgiving, and we recommend, I'm well into my 40s, and we recommend a series of three treatments at least a month apart. And I can definitely feel my eyelids tighter. I can even feel my eyebrows getting a little bit more lifted. And it certainly helps fill in small little lines. So in the appropriate patient, it's a fantastic device.
You mentioned radio frequency waves. Now, can you just tell us a little bit about what they do? And also just they're 100% safe, right? I guess that when I think about lasers and I think about, I know that I had laser hair removal done. Is that the same technology or similar?
No. So technically, if you want to be real technical about it, radio frequency is not a laser. Laser has a whole definition in and of itself, but radio frequency is a type of device that emits these waves. And what it does is it goes right underneath the skin layer, and it causes no injury to the skin. It doesn't hurt. It feels like a hot stone massage, and literally it takes the collagen fibrils, and it just causes them to tighten, and it also stimulates more collagen. So it's very different than laser hair removal, and there's so many devices out there that can also do the laser hair removal. That targets your hair follicles, and it makes the hair fall out. So with Pelave, you're actually targeting the collagen to be made and also to cause it to tighten.
I have a question regarding the collagen because it's come up a few times now. Do you also recommend that your patients take collagen supplements to help at the same time that they're doing, let's say, the Pelave?
That's a really good question, and in the medical world, it's still a little controversial. And it doesn't necessarily mean it's bad for you, but just as a physician, we don't like to make as a group, as a whole, make these recommendations unless there have been vigorous studies done, double-blinded studies that have gone through the FDA. So does it hurt the human body? Of course not. Does it actually make a huge difference? I'll be honest, I am not quite sure yet because the data is really not out there. So it's like patients who swear by herbal supplements that they take. Are they hurting the patient? Most likely not. But are they making a significant difference? I can't say that for sure.
All right, let's talk about different areas of the body. For example, since I'm so open, I have some laxity, you know, on my, like, the bra kind of area. You get that little bit of laxity around there.
Yes.
I'm wondering, are they going to develop a larger larger laser to help tighten, or is it mainly at this point just for the face?
No, it's interesting you should ask. I have heard, and I don't know if it's public knowledge yet, that there are larger hand pieces that are coming out for the Pelave or for radio frequency devices because it has had such a good response in the face and neck region. But in terms of technicalities, they come in small hand piece sizes to fit around the eyes and the jawline. So you can imagine trying to do a whole back or the tummy, it might take forever. So I have heard that the company is working on larger hand pieces. And having said that, this is why this is such a great time for you and me and all of us getting older. There are new machines and new devices coming on the market in droves year by year and year. So if they don't have one this year, I'm sure there'll be something next year.
Now, is this similar to Thermage? And is Thermage, does that work? Or have you found that to work?
Again, Lisa, you asked very good questions. This is very similar to Thermage. And so Thermage was intensely popular several years ago. Now, the reason why that as a treatment I find has fallen out of favor was because I felt that it almost overpromised results. So what doctors were telling their patients were that you were going to get so tight from a Thermage treatment that you won't need surgery, you won't need a facelift. But what patients were finding was that you can't get that tight. I mean, surgery is surgery, so a device cannot cause you to be that tight. The costs were very high. From what I recall 5-6 years ago, it was $3,000 to $5,000 to get a full-face Thermage treatment. Women were also pretty red for about a week, and it was quite painful. So, and that technology was radio frequency. So companies have gotten they've revamped the technology, they've gotten smarter, and they know radio frequency works. So what they're doing now is they are breaking the treatments up into smaller sessions, sessions over the course of 3 months. Because of that, the prices have come down significantly, maybe it's $700 for full face treatment rather than the $3,000. And it feels like a hot stone massage. It does not hurt, and there's no downtime, Lisa. You can put your makeup on and go to work in an hour. So they've
That's
made a
incredible.
Lot of modifications in the consumer's favor.
We have about 15 seconds left. Can you tell us what the cost of a treatment is of the Pelave?
Yeah, so one Pelave treatment for a full face is typically about $700. And then you can also add on the neck, which will be a little bit more. But most of women are buying packages of about 3 to 5
okay.
treatment. When they
okay.
do that, it does lower the cost down to about $600 a treatment.
Okay, good. So you can get it in a package. I mean, it's
yes.
you know, worth it for us to look so beautiful.
No.
Well, thank you so much, you know, vanity. Thank you for being on our show today, Dr. Chung. We enjoy having you on.
Thank you so much.
I'm Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter @YourRadioMD and @NaturallySavvy. Thanks for listening and stay well.